Xcel Energy owns property next to the Fest grounds that housed a manufactured gas plant decades ago. That land is contaminated with coal and other hazardous waste. A spokesman for Xcel says the company will begin cleaning up the land in early January and hope to finish by early summer. But in the process, they'll have to tear down the Fest grounds, beer hall, and a couple other pavilions. Xcel will pay to rebuild those facilities. Doug Kratt is president-elect for La Crosse Festival's board, which incorporates Oktoberfest. He says the beer hall is a part of the festival's history, but next year's fest will go on. It just may look different and have temporary tents.
Change scares a lot of people, but it's a matter of how we look at it, and we have an excellent Oktoberfest family that can help us with this situation, and we have a great board of directors that can look into the future to figure out what the needs are, and so I think I view it as much as an opportunity as anything else.
There are still no finalized blueprints for the new facilities. Cleary Management Company owns the Fest grounds. Oktoberfest's lease runs out in June, but some say the festival will remain at the grounds for the foreseeable future. The president of Irish Fest La Crosse says the construction will definitely impact the August festival. He says they may have to scale back on some events they had planned for its 10th anniversary. The construction will also affect the city's Beer, Wine, and Cheese Festival and Wiener Fest. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.